It's a delight to see that Swan Park is being refurbished. When it was destroyed in August 2017, we were devastated. But already we can see, as work is progressing, that it will be probably one of the best parks in the whole of the country. It's absolutely gorgeous. And Swan Park has so much to offer, and it's used by thousands of people, literally thousands of people annually. And there's plenty to do and plenty to see with all the beautiful strolls through the park, the hidden gems, the little fairy trees, and the river as it ripples under that beautiful stone bridge. You know, the park has so much history as well, and we're so indebted to Harry Percival Swan for this legacy that he has left us. And it's a credit to the council workers as well, under the stewardship of Eamon Mahon and the contractors who have brought Swan Park to where it is today. You know, there is much more to do. And I'm delighted in one sense that the official opening has been delayed, because it'll give time for the grass to grow and for the remaining work to be completed, because initially we were only going to be able to open the first part of it. But now, hopefully, they get another month or so working at it. There's plenty for everybody to do on Swan Park, and there's a lovely, quiet, serene place for people to fish. There's plenty for children to do. It's very clean. It's very safe. The paths have all been reconstructed. So, as I say, this will be one of the nicest parks in the whole of the country. So we're definitely able to boast about it. And anybody who hasn't already seen Swan Park, it's something that you have to put on your to-do list.